celebration, so I want to continue a little bit. Rushing. So we talked about how the token of Brachus, the entire Sefer, the beginning of Brachus in particular, but the rest of the Sefer as well, how does that fit in with the rest of Torah and how it really sets the tone? One could have thought that that, you know, is a very different kind of limud. But there's a lot of evidence that not only is that included in the Torah, but that it is, to use the Gra's phraseology, it's the shoresh of Torah. And as the Ramban says in the beginning of, both in his Hakdama to Bereshis and in the first Pasuk in Bereshis, it's the shoresh certainly of Emunah, which we need to understand a little better as well. So the question is, how does that, if we say Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, and we should have began with, you know, Kiddush HaChodesh, as Rashi quotes the Medrash. So what really does Sefer Bereshis accomplish? In what sense is it really Shoresh HaTorah or Shoresh HaMuna? How do we understand that? Then we noted the Netziv's understanding that it's Sefer Yashar, and I tried to suggest a reformulation, not, you know, instead of, but overlapping with and in addition to the Netziv. The Netziv's focus is more on Derech Eretz and more universal, you know, conduct, etc. Whereas I was suggesting that based on the Ramban, on Vasisa Yashar Vatov and Kedoshim Tiyu, etc., so even internally in the values of the halacha and an understanding of its scope and character, this is Sefer Yashar. And the question is, what are the implications of this in terms of what we should be focusing on as we understand Sefer Bereishis? Similarly, again, the idea that Rashi and Mishpatim, based on the Mechilta, except the Mechilta is a little more complicated, I don't know if I'll get to finish that for today, but certainly based on the Mechilta, Rashi has the view that when Klal Yisrael were told the story of or read the works of Sefer HaBris, quote-unquote, that Sefer HaBris also refers to Mitchilas Bereishis, until, but not including Matan Torah, and different views in the Medrash, whether or not that, you know, the focus of that is Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, or whether it's the Mitzvahs of Mara. Rashi puts everything all together, all the different views, or at least most of the views of the Mechilta, to make it Sipur HaTorah, because Torah says Vaisaper, from Mitchilas Bereishis, you know, till this point, including Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach and Mara. Then again, the question is how to understand that. I don't think I mentioned it last week, but there's some achronim. I haven't seen this inside. I looked for it once, but I couldn't find it. But some, you know, some people quote this discussion of Ravelvel. I looked in the Chiddush HaGriz al HaTorah. I just couldn't find it. I'm not sure where it would be. I thought it would be in Mishpatim, but it wasn't there. And it wasn't in the end of the Torah either, in Devarim. But when the Torah says in the end of Devarim, you know, Hazinu, you know, Kisvu Lachem es Ashira Azos, and that's, of course, the, you know, Ksivas, the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So how do you understand the relationship between Ksivas Sefer HaBris in Mishpatim and Ksivas Sefer Torah? So the Griz has a whole discussion whether or not this is one, you know, this is like the first installment, Sefer HaBris is like the first installment of Kisvu Lachem es Ashira Hazos, which is a reference to the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Or it, of course, is necessarily incomplete then, and we totally understand that the totality of the Torah is more than the sum of its parts. So it isn't an equal, you know, 50%, I don't mean just quantitatively, but, you know, either. But it would be part of that. Or, as apparently the Griz is quoted as insisting, the din of Sipur and Ksivas Sefer HaBris is a din b'fnei atzmo, has nothing to do with Kisvu Lachem es Ashira Hazos. I think it's a very interesting issue. But this idea that you know, that the story, that the more universal aspect, seemingly, and the more, the broader aspects, the more, you know, nature and history aspects of general history, and then later on, of course, you know, personal Jewish history and then national Jewish history, but until the point of Matan Torah, that would be the basis for Nafsa V'Nishma is certainly very intriguing. Again, the Ramban disagrees there because he says, what's the Vaisaper? Everybody knew these stories. But what I was trying to suggest was that if we understand that the broader, let's say, agenda of Torah, which includes also Bereishis and the way that people are supposed to apply Torah in challenging circumstances and all sorts of different circumstances, and also the idea of how man's spiritual profile changed, evolved, in some cases regressed also, but certainly that there was a historical process which began with Adam. Even with Adam, you know, there were different phases. The importance of those different phases, even once, you know, they were gone, they just, you know, lost opportunities, or a world that could have looked differently, or is there still, you know, Platonic type ideals, you know, fundamental values and principles, you know, that we continue to derive, you know, from all those potential, you know, other worlds or false starts, you know, as the case may be. The Vayasem Oso Began Eden, as opposed to Vayinicheu La'avda U'Lishamra, as I say, the Pre-Gan Eden, as opposed to, you know, the Chet, you know, which drove them from Gan Eden. The, you know, the Elokim, you know, which is soon to be replaced by the Hashem. The Du Partzufim of Adam the Ishto, as opposed to the, you know, actual creation of man and woman distinctively. If we continue to, you know, see these not only as lessons in what might have been, but also as principles that continue to impact on the Weltanschauung of Yahadus, the Hashkafas Olam of Yahadus, so then we understand very well that while it's very subtle, these stories aren't just stories. And in context, again, because in Torah it's always true that, you know, the total is more than the sum of its parts. So then, you know, to answer the Ramban's question, what do you mean Vayisaper? Vayisaper is telling people things that they don't know. That's how the Ramban is convinced that the Sefer HaBris had to include what was about to be revealed, the Mishpatim of Har Sinai. If it was just the stories of Bereishis and the history of Adam and Noach and even the history of the Avos and then the history of Klal Yisrael, the Elo Shemos B'nei Yisrael, so all this was known already. There was no Chidushim. But there are Chidushim in the integration of all of this, and especially when you tell people that this isn't just, you know, what brought you to this point. It isn't just a past history or cosmology or cosmogony. When you tell people this is Torah and this is going to be the basis for your decision of Nasa V'Nishma, then people perceive the material in a new and a totally different way. I mean, we study Torah, we read the Torah every year, you know, from Bereishis till Einei Kol Yisrael, and the idea is that it should be Kechadashim. That you know, that our own experiences and growth, you know, together with having read the total Torah and finishing it the year before, so our next Bereishis and Noach and Lech Lecha, you know, should be informed by that in the cumulative sense, not just in terms of filling in the gaps, but different perspectives and the experiences that we had during the year and the maturity that we, you know, hopefully go through as you know, as the years pile up. All of these are intended, you know, to change the landscape, you know, sometimes in very subtle, nuanced ways, sometimes ways that we don't even have the ability to, you know, to define for ourselves or to articulate, but to change them nonetheless. So knowing that this is given this kind of important weight, if I tell you the commitment, you know, that is demanded of you, of Nasa V'Nishma is going to depend on relating, you know, the following material. So putting it together, you know, in context and underscoring that this is the roadmap somehow, that already changes the landscape. And I think that's the answer to the Ramban's ha'ara. Where's the Vayisaper here? This isn't new information. So what is it? It's the Bria. It's told us Adam and Noach. It's the individual Avos, Mais Avosim and the Banim. And it's the fledgling, very early history of the Jewish people. And that combined with Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Noach and Mara, because Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Noach and Mara represents, you know, the early content. But in addition to that, there's also a great deal of contrasting, you know, going on. There's unquestionably Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, right, which are very important universally. And then, you know, what is revealed at Mara, I mentioned last week already, according to Rashi, you know, it sounds this way, the Ramban certainly holds this way, that what was revealed at Mara wasn't necessarily revealed to be practiced. That was in the context of Talmud Torah. But the more importantly, the range of what was revealed is the full range of the scope of Torah, right? Paraduma, right, and Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Em, and Dinim. So it's Chukim and Mishpatim, and it's all different aspects of life. This little glimpse is meant not just to expand upon Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but to highlight the difference between Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and Dinei Yisrael. Again, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach being very much associated with the figure of Noach, even though only one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is really his, Aver Menachai, but I think that's symbolic as well. That's the one which highlights the nature of what Noach was and his contribution, and why all Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are mentioned in his name. Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach represent, said this many times in the past, you know, the minimum that is required, you know, to preclude anarchy in a society and to, you know, allow for, you know, some sort of meaningful political and spiritual life. But it's very limited in its ambition. The number 7 as opposed to 613, obviously, but again, the qualitative discrepancy that creates in terms of range and religious ambition. Even where you have the overlap, and I don't want to do this right now, maybe continue this next week, I'll speak a little more about that, but even in the overlaps and even in the most, let's say, obvious or self-evident overlap, which of course is Dinim, and even then the differences highlight very dramatically the change, which is what, you know, you would expect. Nothing is more universal than civil law. And the civil law perspective of Yahadus is qualitatively different than the civil law perspective of other cultures. And it's even more highlighted if they actually borrow from Choshen Mishpat, which is the view of some Rishonim as well, the Ramah, in the Ruach of the Ramban, etc. So by including not only the history of Bereishis and the Mabul, and you know, the beginnings of Jewish history, etc., but also Dafka Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and then providing a glimpse at the range and difference when it came to Mara, which is also Dinim, and it's Kibud Av V'Em, in addition to Paraduma and Shabbos, you know, there are particularistic and universalistic elements, but the universalistic ones highlight the change, which are, you know, which are illustrated by this greater scope that includes the particularistic ones. A system which includes, you know, Paraduma and Shabbos is one which also is going to have a different perspective on Dinim and Kibud Av V'Em. So all of that became part of the Sefer HaBris that, you know, is no longer just an old Sipur, but a new Sipur, and became a basis for the ability to declare Nasa V'Nishma. And again, we could highlight that further. Again, you know, Bnei Noach and Noach, since we just read Noach, you know, is the survivor par excellence, but not a builder. And he's somebody who, you know, bridges the worlds, but not somebody, you know, who can inspire us, certainly not somebody who's spiritually ambitious. You know, again, Noach is a relativist character. Even the Yesh Darshim Oso B'Gnai, Yesh Darshim Oso L'Shevach, both assume, it occurs to me at least, it's very fascinating, both assume that he, you know, that he's influenced by, rather than the one who influences his society. He's influenced by, and therefore it's l'shevach because it could have been greater, or he's influenced by, and therefore it's l'gnai because since he's only a relative tzaddik in other generations, he wouldn't have stood out as much. But even the l'shevach is basically assuming that he's not the mashpia, he's the mushpa, and that's very much what Eivor Menachai, there's a heter achilas basar and there's an iser of Eivor, Menachai, and that compromise, let's say in the heter basar, is the only one of the shevets they know, which is associated with Noach. So it's Noach's new world, but it's there, ultimately for Avraham Avinu to become the Av Hamon Goyim, and Klal Yisrael to be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and Ayom Hazeh Niyeso La'am to take place. But in order for that to all happen, there has to be an understanding of the contrasts and the evolutions, and when you're able to invoke, those idyllic, old standards, and bring them back, into, normative life, etc. It's fascinating, even the Ramban who disagrees, so you might have thought that the Ramban would downplay Bereshis. After all, he denies that that's what Sefer HaBris is all about. Again, the focus isn't only about Bereshis. They always emphasize Bereshis because it's the beginning. My sense is that it's not just because it's the beginning, but it's, again, it's a whole different subject matter. It stands out of the Torah that we're talking about, the science of creation, the history of creation, and then, of course, just the history of the generations and all of these, evolutions that are taking place. So, it's Bereshis has a dual meaning. But the argument could be made that the Ramban, while he doesn't believe that that's safe for a bris, is equally, bullish, to use a financial term, as equally enthusiastic about the role that Bereshis plays in Torah. He's the one who coins the phrase that it is Ikar or Shoresh Huamuna. In his Akdama LeBereshis, right, not his Akdama LeTorah, but his Akdama LeBereshis, so the Ramban says very fascinating things. Do I have it here? Yeah. The Ramban says some very interesting things about the importance of Bereshis. He says here, just to... Okay. If I can find it. Moshe Rabbeinu kosav ha-sefer hazeh, ima Torah kula mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'korov shekosvo behar Sinai. That Bereshis itself was written, again, this especially if you think that it's not the Sefer HaBris that was written earlier. So Kakorv Shekosvo Behar Sinai. Kisham Nemarlo Ale Eli Hahara, Beyesham the Epilchas Luchas Evan Atora Mitzvah Sashakasafti La Rosa. So this Pasuk, which is a Pasuk in also in Mishpatim, in Perek Chavdalid, Pasuk in Beis in Shmos, is the Pasuk which differentiates the different strata or the different genre in Torah. Ki luchos ha'aven yichlo haluchos v'amichlo. This is the Gemara in part of this is the Gemara, or it's based on the Gemara in Brachos, right? Daf Heyomen Aleph. The Gemara darshens this pasuk ve'etno luchos haluchos v'aven haTorah hamitzvos, and says that it refers to different genre. Klomar aseres hadibros hamitzvah, right? Mispra mitzvos kula nasei velos asei. Right, the Gemara is slightly different. The Gemara speaks there about again Torah Shebitzav, Torah Shebal Pen, Mishnah, Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, Nevi'im, and then the Gemara concludes says Mikan Shenitnu Kulam LeMoshe MiSinai. The Ramban is paraphrasing that Gemara and breaking it up a little bit differently, and then he says if the mitzvah is Mispar Mitzvos Kulan Ase Velos Ase, and the Luchos HaMichtav is Aseres HaDibros and the Luchos HaEven, so Im Kein V'HaTorah, what is Torah, right, in this mix? So he says, Yichlol HaSipurim Mitchilas Bereshis. So again, that's not just a landmark, you know, from Bereishis until, again, like Rashi and the Medrash and so on, the Mechilta that he's rejecting in terms of Sefer HaBris, the Ramban is particularly accentuating Bereishis, meaning the cosmogony, the cosmology, the early history, all of this aspect of it. Kihu more ha'anashim b'derech b'inyan ha'amuna. That's a very strong and important statement. Uberidito minahar kasa mitchilas ha'torah ad sof sipur ha'mishkan v'gomrat gmar ha'torah kasa b'sof shnas ha'arvoyim kasher omer lakoach ha'sefer ha'torah zev v'samtem osa mitzad orim bris ha'shem, etc. Ze kedivrei ha'omer torah megillah megillah nitna av ledivrei ha'omer torah chasuma nitna nichtav hakol b'shnas ha'arvoyim kishenitztave kislu lachem es ha'shira ha'zos. So whether the Torah, this Bereishis and earlier part was written, Megillah Megillah earlier, or it's a part of the Chasuma, and therefore is part of the Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, the point is that the Ramban, notwithstanding, again, denying that this is Sefer HaBris, does say that the word Torah is a reference, dafka, to Bereishis Bechule, and that this is Mora Derech and the Yesod of Emunah. So actually that works out very nicely with getting back to our question, and that is, Bishvila Torah Shanikra Bereishis. So and then it's Bereishis. The answer is Torah, the word Torah for the Ramban in that pasuk in Shemos, actually the word Torah refers to Bereishis. And that's the Yesod and the Mora Derech of Emunah. That's a remarkable thing. So not only that, but this of course is perfectly consistent with the fact that the Ramban questions Rashi, as we pointed out. On the one hand, the Ramban rejects Rashi's view of Sefer HaBris, but Rashi is the one who likes the Medrash of Rav Yitzchak, that the Torah should have began with HaKodesh Hazeh. And as we know, the Ramban is the Rishon, who says, I don't understand the question. Or Rav Yitzchak lo yitzorech lahatkel haTorah, matam pasach, etc. He quotes the Rashi. So then he says, v'yesh lishalba, ki tzorech gadol hu lahatkel haTorah b'bereishis bara Elokim. This is already the Ramban's Perush on the first Pasuk, but it's totally consistent with what he says in the Hakdama, right? Kihu Shoresh Hoemuna. Again, same statement. The Ramban is always very, very consistent. But not only is his consistency very impressive, but it's very powerful. Because Ramban chooses his words very, very carefully. He weighs each word. So the idea that, again, Bereishis is Shoresh Hoemuna is the question on Rabbi Yitzchak. V'she'eno mamin bazeh, v'choshev sha'olam kadmon, hu kofer bi'ikar, v'ein lo Torah klal. Now that's a very strong statement that the Ramban makes, but I think it's a dual statement. The first part of it, that somebody who believes in the eternity of matter, the Aristotelian view, as we know, v'choshev sha'olam kadmon, is a kofer bi'ikar. Now, the Rambam didn't feel this way. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, as we know, and the Rambam was the philosopher, right? So you would think that, these types of issues, would be, let's say, more central, metaphysical, issues, issues of science and philosophy. You would think that the Rambam would be the one who was passionate about it. The Rambam has a very strong view that the world was created yesh me'ayin. And though he's a very strong advocate of Aristotelian philosophy, as we know, the Rambam, when it comes to Briyas HaOlam, rejects Aristotle and believes very strongly in Yesh Me'ayin. But the Rambam doesn't see this, doesn't count it as one of his Yud Gimel Ikari Amunah in the beginning of Chelek. And he doesn't consider it to be a litmus test of faith. The Rambam has a very famous comment, we've talked about it in the past, I think, in Mor Nevuchim, where he says, and he was criticized for this, but just people don't understand what he meant, where he said that had he been convinced philosophically that the Aristotelian view was correct, right, he would have reinterpreted, he wouldn't have been bothered by the psukim in the beginning of Bereishis. He was criticized for it because people understood it superficially as if what he was saying was, chas v'shalom, that if he had been philosophically convinced that Aristotle was right, he would have like abandoned, you know, the Makoros in the Torah and gone with Aristotle. That's how people understood the Rambam. It's not what he says at all, and it's certainly not what he means. And if you read Mor Nebuchim, you know, any part of Mor Nebuchim, you know, any stretch of Mor Nebuchim, you know, the Yirah Shamayim of the Rambam and his reliance on Chazal and his steadfast embrace of Mesorah is clear. It's obvious to anybody who reads Yad HaChazaka and Pirshei Mishnayos and Igros HaRambam, etc. But even in the so-called more, you know, philosophical Mor Nebuchim, that's absolutely clear. That's not what the Rambam meant at all. What the Rambam meant was that, you know, there are times when the Torah is to be read literally, and there are times when it's supposed to be read more generally or more symbolically or more allegorically. Right? Dibra Torah kelashon b'nei Adam. And what the Rambam meant was that it's possible to read the psukim in the beginning of Bereishis literally, as we know, and it's possible to see them a little bit more, you know, broadly or metaphorically. Not that it doesn't describe the Bria, but that it describes it, you know, a little more, you know, obliquely. And just like there are people who think that the 6 days may not be days, they may be, you know, larger periods of time. And Rashi already, you know, quoting the Medrash, says, you know, this is not a Seder HaBria, you know, literally, but, you know, rather the Torah is emphasizing the interrelationships. It goes back to, you know, the Medrash that I quoted last week about, you know, the Klal Yisrael know what was Nivra B'Yom Rishon and B'Yom Sheni, B'Yom Shlishi, etc. We're going to finish in like 30 more seconds. So I think this is what the Ramban, that's what the Rambam meant as well. The Rambam meant that, you know, there are different ways to read the psukim. If philosophically the view of Aristotle was compelling, there would be a way to read those psukim. But if Chas V'Shalom was no way to read the psukim, then of course the Rambam would have opted for the Torah view, as he always does, etc. But the point is that the Rambam didn't see this as an article of faith. He just thought Yesh Me'ayin was true. The Ramban sees it as something which is the basis of being kofar be'ikar. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, in the first words of his commentary in Bereishis, has a very powerful, he doesn't quote the Ramban, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but he just says that the idea of Yesh Me'ayin is more than about metaphysical truth. It's about an orientation towards life and religious life. That had Aristotelian eternity of matter been correct, then the world would have been, you know, absent or lacking Bechira Chafshis. And optimism and you know, free choice and the potential of man and the potential of the Rabbonu Sholom to make the world anything that it could be would have been limited. Therefore, the implications, in other words, the religious and human implications of Yesh Me'ayin, Rav Hirsch argues, are just, you know, astounding. I think that the Ramban means something like that as well, and I think it also explains the next line, where he says, Kofar be'ikar, and he adds, Ve'ein lo Torah klal. What do you mean, Ein lo Torah klal? So in the footnotes here, Rav Shevel writes, you know, this is a play on the Gemara in Yavamos, where the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Tesu Bei, so Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah Afilu Torah Ein Lo. And I think what he means is, I don't know whether he's right about that or not, but something like that. What do you mean Kofar Beikar Ein Lo Torah Klal? Meaning, I think like what Rav Hirsch is saying, which is that it isn't just about the philosophical truth of Yesh Me'ayin. It's and Bria Sa'ola. It's about the implications of, you know, what the world's purpose is. You can't say Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis Ubishvil Yisrael, and you can't believe that there can be a certain level of hashkacha in a relationship with the Rabbonu Shalom, or that man can strive for a certain potential, if you believe that, you know, there's an eternity of matter, because that assigns too much prominence, right, to you know, to fate and to matter itself. At least that's Rav Hirsch's argument. I think the Ramban, if he doesn't mean exactly that on a philosophical level, but he means it certainly on a Torah level. So what emerges is that Ta'omer Ein Li Ela Torah, Afilo Torah Ein Lo, is somebody who needs to understand that Bereshis is the word Torah, which is what the Ramban himself is saying. And Bishvila Torah, Shenikra Reishis, is Bereshis. So even though it's not safe for a bris for the Ramban, it's Shoresh Ho'emunah. And I think if we understand, again, the stops and the starts and the contrast to Dor HaMabul and to Adam, and the difference between Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach and Mitzvah Shel Klal Yisrael, then we'll understand even more this relationship, both with the science aspect of it, as well as the history aspect of it. So we'll stop here, and I just want to try to finish that part up next week, including we still have to get back to Yehuda and Tamar, right? Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you.